Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo! It's Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, February 4th. This is Mike. And where am I supposed to go from here? Get the instructions. All right. Oh, I got to play the intro. Be right back.
Live from Tampa Bay, Florida, this is ChicoDog.com, the podcast, with your host, Mike, presented on Blog Talk Radio. Our call-in line is area code 646-727-3235. The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast are those of ChicoDog.com or our callers and not the host provider. Opinions received by listeners in email or chat will be noted as such. We invite you to participate in this broadcast by calling, joining us in our online chat, or by emailing us at mike@chicodog.com. Again, the number is 646-727-3235. And now, from Tampa Bay, Florida, Mike.
Oh, welcome to Chico Dog Live, the super show for February 4th. It's Wednesday, 2009, 7:01 p.m. My name is Mike. We're originating from downtown Wesley Chapel, Florida. Our local weather, by the way, just pulled this up. Weather for Wesley Chapel currently out on the back porch. It is 40 degrees. The humidity is 48%. Our skies are clear. Zephyr Hills, which is about 10 miles from us, is 44 degrees, Brooksville 43 degrees, and down at the Tampa airport, it is 46. Tonight's low, check this out. We are going to get in the upper teens to low 20s. It's going to be cold. Tomorrow's high is going to be in the mid-50s. Any warnings and watches tonight? We're pulling up right now. We have a hard freeze warning tonight. It should kind of warm up by tomorrow morning at about 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. So the hard freeze warning is basically from 1 a.m. to about 9 a.m. tomorrow. Forecast for the area, Thursday is going to be sunny with the high in the low 50s and the low in the lower 20s. Friday is going to be sunny again, high in the lower 60s. Ooh, that's a warming trend, and the low in the 30s. Mostly clear Saturday and Sunday. Again, out on the back porch, it is 40 degrees here in Wesley Chapel. Unbelievable. Not as cold as it is in some parts. However, let's get on with the program. We have some show topics for tonight. We're going to do some news items. We're also going to do a little review of the Super Bowl, which was last Sunday. And I'm going to kind of go over some favorite ads and a couple of the plays that I thought were the best. And you can also add your comments as well to that. And later on in the program, we're going to have a special guest, Marianne, with a fresh scent. She is a manager with Gold Canyon Candles. We're going to discuss the company, the products, and how you can become a part of the business. That'll be later on. That's Marianne with a fresh scent. Please be sure to call the show at any time. Our phone number, if you'd like to use a regular phone, is area code 646-727-3235. However, if you have a microphone and a speaker hooked up to your computer that you're listening to us on now, and you realize everything works, the microphone works good, you used it before, whatever, it's plugged up, or you have a headset with microphone, you know, you can hear through the headset, whatever, be sure to connect to us through the button on the show page right next to the on-air. I'm getting a message here, someone sneaking in, and I have a... Yes, that is fine. Thank you. I need to put a lock on the door. All right, let's get on with the program. We're going to start off with some news items.
Now, the news.
London was taken by surprise Monday. It was the worst snowstorm in 18 years. At London's Heathrow Airport, more than 650 flights were canceled. Apparently, the last aircraft to land skidded off the runway. There were no injuries. The city's transportation system was nearly halted. City bus service was stopped. 10 of the 11 underground lines were canceled. On Monday, over 7 inches of snow fell. More snow fell on Tuesday, with some areas forecast to be under 20 inches of snow. Friday's forecast brings the chance of snow to 50%, with continued freezing temperatures and more snow throughout the weekend. Locally, some outrage from citizens of Wesley Chapel regarding a new local mall. The 800,000 square foot shops at Wiregrass Mall welcomed local Girl Scout troops to set up shop and sell Girl Scout cookies for a nominal fee. Mall officials told the Scouts $500 for a booth for the weekend. Until the mall opened in October, JCPenney, one of the mall's original anchor stores, allowed the Scouts to sell cookies on its sidewalks. The mall features Macy's, Dillard's, JCPenney, and 100 specialty retail stores and signature restaurants. Shops at Wiregrass is located at the corner of State Road 56 and Brisby Downs. If you'd like to comment on this or any other topic, please contact the show at area code 646-727-3235. We'll return to Chico Dog Live after this.
Call in and talk on air. Dial area code 646-727-3235 or join us in our online chat. And now, back to Chico Dog the podcast on Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back with Chico Dog Live, the podcast on Blog Talk Radio. 3 years ago, New York Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter purchased two former home sites on Davis Islands here in the Tampa area. Jeter purchased the sites for $6 million and change in 2005. Jeter doesn't need the services of a mortgage company. He earns over $21 million per year. Hopefully the island is big enough. Davis Islands is currently home to an airport, yacht club, Tampa General Hospital, and now Derek Jeter's 31,000-square-foot mansion. February 1st, 2009 marked the busiest day here in the Tampa Bay area. It was Super Bowl Sunday. By game time, ticket prices for the event jumped to $1,800 for upper-level seating. Folks, those are the nosebleed seats. Those are the 300 sections. They have their own climate and atmosphere up there. It's like a totally different section of town there. $1,800 for those seats. However, if you wanted club-level seats, it was $2,350 per ticket by game time. After the game, traffic at Tampa International Airport was heavier than experienced during the major holidays. There was a lot of traffic. But anyway, what a game it was. Watching on TV, game started by Faith Hill. My favorite part of the whole evening was watching her. Absolutely beautiful. She looks hot in black, I got to tell you. Also, was Jennifer Hudson lip-syncing? Many of you probably already know the answer. According to what show producer Ricky Miner told the Associated Press, yes, she was. According to Miner, Faith Hill also lip-synced her performance of America the Beautiful. Ricky Miner is also the music director for American Idol. Now, here's a comment, and I don't want to mean any disrespect or anything, but the coin toss. I have to talk about that. Commander of the U.S. Central Command, General David Petraeus, a very decorated general. I have a lot of respect for him and his accomplishments, but I got to say this, the coin toss, what did it turn? Like two or three times, it was a little wimpy to me. But and I'll probably get some calls on this, oh, how can you say that? Well, that's fine. But, you know, it's a comment. I just didn't think it was a good coin toss, but, you know, it was fair. It was fair. It just looked funny. I want to talk about the commercials, my personal favorites. I think number one is kind of a tie, actually. But my favorite, I think, was the Bud Light commercial. The very beginning, I guess, employees were sitting around the conference table discussing ways to cut their budget. They had to cut back on marketing. They were offering that, eliminate bonuses. And one employee finally suggests that they stop buying Bud Light for every meeting. The next scene is from the outside of the building, and the employees tossed out the window. I thought that was very, very funny. However, and I have to ask this, does this refer to Anheuser-Busch InBev's decision to stop offering free beer to its theme park patrons beginning last January? Just wonder, because you know, it's kind of interesting that they wanted to stop buying Bud Light for every meeting and providing it for, you know, get the idea. I thought that was kind of interesting. But anyway, my other favorites, I think it was the Budweiser Clydesdale commercial where the Dalmatian is fetching a stick while the Clydesdale looks on. The dog gets a treat, and the Clydesdale takes off running. And a few seconds later, it comes back with a large tree branch and drops it. I thought that was really funny, very well done. And what was the other one? The Doritos commercial. The one where the guy eats the Dorito chips and has good luck, and a woman's clothes were blown off of her, and after he takes a chip and he bites another one and chews it, and then an ATM he's standing next to spits out some money, and finally he runs out of chips and shows that the bag is empty, and as soon as he does that, he's hit by a bus immediately following. I thought that was an excellent commercial, and that was really cool. That's my take on the commercials. What do you have to say? If you'd like to call in and get on the program, call now. Area code 646-727-3235. That's 646-727-3235. To get on the program, let's check and see if anybody is holding.
To call in and talk on air, dial 646-727-3235 or join us in our online chat. And now, back to Chico Dog, the podcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Don't forget, you can also connect to us, which would basically save you the long-distance fees. You can connect to us by using the call the program, or what does it say, call the show, I believe? I have to take a look at that. But you can also use that button as well. And as long as you have a headset or a speaker system on your computer and a microphone connected to it, that'll connect you directly to the show. You'll come up as a caller. And I believe that appears right next to the phone number listed on the show page. So you can also use that as well. And we will welcome you on the program. Coming up later, we'll have in just a few, about a minute and a half, I believe. Is it? Yeah, probably. We're going to have Marianne with A Fresh Scent. She's going to talk about candles and Gold Canyon candles. We'll have that coming.
Now on to the game and some comments from that. The game was absolutely exciting. I think it was the best. It was the best Super Bowl ever. My favorite play has to be the last 18 seconds of the first quarter when Pittsburgh's number 92, James Harrison's interception. He runs 100 yards for the touchdown. Historically, it was the longest play in Super Bowl history. We all know that, but only by 1 yard. The previous record was set by Green Bay's Desmond Howard in 1997 at 99 yards. And also, I have to say that Santonio Holmes' catch with 35 seconds left in the game was incredible. It propelled them to win. The catch by the Super Bowl MVP won the game for the Steelers. The final score, Pittsburgh Steelers 27, Arizona Cardinals 23. Also, some historical notes that I have here. Mike Tomlin, in winning this Super Bowl, is the youngest coach to win Super Bowl at age of 36. Jeff Reed's field goal that he made is the shortest in Super Bowl history since 1976. That field goal was 18 yards during this Super Bowl 43. If you'd like to comment or give some feedback about the show or maybe bring up a new topic, whatever you want, give us a call, 646-727-3235. We'll be back with more Chico Dog Live after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Chico Dog Live. Well, that was quick. You're listening to Chico Dog Live from Wesley Chapel, Florida. It is 7:17 on Wednesday, February the 4th, 2009. Let's get back to the program here. Watching chat.
To call in and talk on air, dial 646-727-3235 or join us in our online chat. And now, back to Chico Dog, the podcast on Blog Talk Radio.
And we do have a few people in chat right now. We're looking at Eden Lynn, Papa Steele, and Becker, and someone named Chico Dog. Anyway, earlier in the chat room, Papa Steele comes up and says, James Harrison's play was the biggest game changer in Super Bowl history. Absolutely agreed. I think everybody in the chat room agreed with that, at least the ones that were in there. And let's see, what else we have? But halftime was the best with Springsteen, according to M. Becker. Springsteen was hurting. He sounded a little hoarse. Blah, blah, blah. It's going through. It sounded better than Jagger. Of course, he agreed with that. And someone mentioned Jägermeister. I don't know if that was a pun on Jagger's Jagger's name. But anyway, there's chats going on there. And I think one of the – we started to chat a little bit on that during the music was when Papa Steele came up and said, next year's halftime presentation, the Jonas Brothers. Oh, I don't think so. Anyway, we're going to continue on now. We have 40 minutes left in the program. I don't think I have any callers holding right now. We do have, trying to read this. Look at the phones. Let's see what we're doing here. All right. Let me get on with our next little piece here. Anyway, the music was provided by DJ Carey, and that was Dopamine. D-O-P-A-M-I-N-E. Very good music from DJ Carey. Appreciate that and the hard work and all of your tunes. They sound really great on here. They sound great in the car. Everything's looking good there. And we're also friends now on our MySpace page. I'll get to that later. Anyway, we are back with more Chico Dog Live, the podcast. Our guest this evening, let me go ahead and flip that one on. So you're live. There you go. You're coming on live here. Is Marianne with a fresh scent. Marianne is a manager, that's her status, with Gold Canyon Candles. Are you with us, Marianne?
I am indeed. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Well, it's great to have you on here, and we want to talk a little bit about your business and about Gold Canyon Candles. And I do have a few questions here. Let me see if there's anything on. You're still talking about the halftime. Okay. All right, let's get on with this. We have 39 minutes remaining at 7:20 p.m. What made you decide to start a business in the first place?
Well, when I started 2 years ago, bottom line is I just wanted some extra money to do whatever I wanted to do, go out for lunch when I wanted to go out because I always like going out. And I started it just wanting to earn an extra $50 to $100 a month so that I could do that. The reason why I love this business so much is you can choose whichever level you want to work to work your business.
Okay. And so why did you choose Gold Canyon Candles then?
They have the most incredible scents that I have ever experienced, and I have used a lot of candles over the period of my life. And not only do they have incredible scents, but the scents last throughout the entire candle. There's no wasting of the wax, and the scents are unique. I thoroughly enjoy them, and I do not have to sell the product. They sell themselves.
Okay. Now, how long have you been with Gold Canyon?
Just a little over 2 years. I celebrated my second year, December 6th.
Great. Excellent. Okay. What now? Okay, so what separates Gold Canyon from some of the other candle businesses that are out there? I mean, what besides? Okay, you said the scents are great and they last a long time. Is there anything else that the other draw?
I think that what separates it for me anyway is that the co-founders Karen and Kurt Waitseth, Not only are they a part of the business, but they are interactive with all the demonstrators out there. I see that they care about all of us, and they want to see each and every one of us succeed. And they provide incredible training. They have a convention that's once a year that's coming up in August. And they even fly out to the various states throughout the country, and you have an opportunity to meet with them one-on-one. I've been fortunate that I've been able to do that. As I mentioned earlier, the business you can get in as a hobbyist, or you can make a business with it, and I mean, when I say make a business of it, we have demonstrators that are pulling in $350,000, $400,000 a year.
Wow.
And they've worked the business for a while.
That's amazing. That's a lot of, yeah,
a lot
applause
of
there. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Now, okay. Do you have to commit to any length of time? You know, is there a set time that you have to do this, you know, devote your time to, or do you have to produce a minimum amount of sales or anything to stay in the program?
The only thing that you are, quote, committed to is that you are committed to a quarterly minimum to maintain your status of whichever status that is for you. That status is extremely doable. It's $450 every 3 months, and it's just it's very attainable. And, again, that is the only thing that you are required to do. And as far as if you want, it depends on how much profit you want to make, how much money you want to bring home. If you want to build a team, you can build a team. If you don't and you just want to, you know, maintain your status in it, that's fine. Everyone has their own level.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you get into this, what are some of the perks of selling Gold Canyon candles as a demonstrator or at those different levels?
I think the biggest perk is number one, you work for yourself. You get to set your own hours. You can, if you are a stay-at-home mom, you can be flexible with working the business around your kids. If you are a full-time employee during the day like I am, then I can be flexible with my hours on the weekends or during the evenings and sometimes during the day as well. That's a perk in itself. Secondly, I don't have to answer to anyone but myself. I am my own boss. I am the president of my company, and what I say, I do. And quite honestly, if you don't work the business, then it won't work for you, and it's really up to you how much time you put in it.
Okay. If anybody likes to get on this conversation and join us, you have questions, you have a comment or anything, or maybe you're interested in Gold Canyon or starting your own business, and this sounds like something you're interested in, please give us a call right now. The area code is 646-727-3235. That's 646-727-3235. We have lines available. You can also go to the show page, which is probably where you're listening to us on now, at least unless you have a player on there. But you can go to directly to our show page at blogtalkradio.com/ChicoDog. And when you get to the show page, it's the Super Show for today. There is, next to the phone number, there's a button there that has this click to call or click to get on the program. There's a button there on the right, and I don't know the exact wording. That's kind of idiotic of me. But anyway, you can click on that, and that'll take you directly into our switchboard. And as long as you have a microphone and some way to hear us through your computer setup, then we'll be able to communicate, and you'll be able to talk to Marianne, myself, and to anybody else who's out there listening. You can also go to the chat room. We have three guests. Let's see. We have three guests in the chat room right now. They're having their own little discussions while we're doing this. And so in any case, we just welcome, and we thank you for listening. And I have, I have a couple more questions. I actually have a few more questions that I'm going to ask. We'll get on with the program. We'll see if there's any calls on. Right now I don't see any, but do call in and be a part of the program. We have 33 minutes remaining, and it is 7:27. Back to Marianne. You're still there, right? A little pause
I am.
Okay. Now, How much does it cost to get started with Gold Canyon? Is there a fee, or is there any kind of recurring fees, or you know, what is the cost that someone would expect to pay out in the initial, and you know, is there any future cost involved?
Right now, we go from month to month. Gold Canyon offers various promotions for new demonstrators. And for this month, for the month of February, we have two kits. We have what we call the full demonstrator kit, and that includes all the candles, or samples of our candles, along with all the scents, with paperwork, with the bag that carries the scents. It is your full, complete kit. You can get that for three payments of $50, and those payments are spread out over 90 days. Or you can earn that for free and get as a bonus. If you reach a sales of $700, you will get that first payment. That's all you have to pay. Now, for the second kit, which is the sampler kit, that includes all your order forms, your catalog, everything to get you started, and the scents. No candles in that. That is the kit that most people start with. And, again, it's divided into three easy payments. And that sampler kit is $24.99. If you reach within the sales of $350 for that first month, then you get all you have to do is pay that first payment of $24.99. So it's really up to you of how involved you want to get into the business and if you want to earn your kit for almost free.
Right. Now that's just to get involved with Gold Canyon. Now in your personal business, since you have a fresh scent, then you're talking what normal businesses invest in, and that's you know your own marketing. You can make your own business cards and letterheads and do that. You can go that route, but that's completely separate from what Gold Canyon would have as their fee.
Sure.
Is that correct? Okay.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, you are responsible for your own business card. Gold Canyon works with a local company that Town and Country that will give you a great discount on business cards. But what is wonderful right now is if you sign up now, Gold Canyon gives you 90 days of a free personal website and a e-newsletter that comes out once a month. They send it out to all your customers that you enter into your database, and that is all free. For 90 days, you get to try that out. And it is wonderful. It's a great marketing tool, and it's a great way to get your name out into the community.
Yeah, definitely sounds like it. Now, we all know the economy is really sucking right now. So how is the market for selling the products? I mean, you know, how's it been for you and for some of the other sales?
I get asked that a lot, you know, with unfortunately our economy has affected everyone, and yes, it has affected our candle business, but bottom line, two big issues here. Number one, there are many people that are getting laid off from their jobs or their hours are getting reduced. They're looking for that extra income. What a wonderful way to supplement your income is starting a home-based business. Home-based businesses right now are thriving, and I'm not just talking about the candles. There's many, many other home-based businesses out there. But what keeps me going with my candle business is if candles are consumables. And so for anyone that is looking at wanting to get into some type of a business, keep in mind when people start buying candles, they're consumables. And if we have I cannot tell you the people that I run into that are, they always call themselves candle lovers. And once they try the Gold Canyon candles, most of them do not go use anything else. So they're not buying as much, but they're still buying, and your business is still successful. And, it depends on how much you get out there and you know, let people know and share the opportunity with everyone.
Well, it's like that with just about, I mean, just with any business, and I think you touched on that, but, you know, you're going to get out of it what you put into it. And if you're not willing to, you know, start off, you're not going to start a business on your own with absolutely no money or anything like that. If anyone tells you that, then
then they're doing something either illegal or it's, there's something wrong with it there. But there's going to be some investment money-wise, and it sounds like Gold Canyon is not, you know, an expensive thing to get started in, and it sounds like just about anybody, you know, who can put some time into it can actually succeed in this. And I have a couple more questions on here. Let me check the phone lines real quick. No.
Hi.
Nobody.
One thing,
yes.
I did want to – hello?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, the one thing I wanted to add to that as well is putting the money into the business. Again, if you sign up, you have one or just, you know, even that one party that you have all your friends over, you not only do you earn – get back the money that you just put out for your kit, but secondly, you get instant commission. You get that money returned back to you, and that is the beauty of the business. If you need groceries on your table, and I have been there where I need groceries for the week, then I know I need to have a party sometime so that I can get that commission to pay for those groceries. And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like a win-win thing. I'm just, you know, I was kind of talking to the people who are probably out there saying, you know, well, they don't want to put any work into it, you know, they think they're going to sit at home and not do anything and expect something to come in. And with any business, you have to put that time in. And, you know, it's the same thing with this or any other business that you need to be able to dedicate some time. You know, you're going to have to set up a website, or it's not that difficult. What do they have templates or something on the website, I guess, at Gold Canyon?
They have a
template.
Okay.
Yes. So it's pretty.
You can go in and I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
You can go in and customize it according to you. It depends on how much you know on websites to customize it a little bit more for you. You can check out my website. I do really customize it quite a bit, and that is afreshscent.com. And it is, you know, what you just said, it depends on how much you want to put into it. No, sitting at home and expecting the business to work it for you without you putting any effort into it, just like any business, it's not going to work. Putting a little effort into it, you'll go a long way.
Right. Now, in order to help newcomers and even, you know, those who have been in it for a while, what does the company offer? I think you touched on that a little bit earlier, but as far as them making, you know, personal commitments and their personal travel that the company does, but what does the company or the teams, you know, provide, or what do you do to help the demonstrators and the people getting into the business? Is there, you know, what kind of support is there?
Right. A couple of things. Company-wise, when you reach that status of manager, which I did back last year, they fly you, the company flies you to an all-expense-paid trip to Gold Canyon, which is located in Phoenix, Arizona, actually in a small town called Chandler. And they provide not only incredible training for the 3 days, but you literally do not pay for anything. They book your flight for you. They provide that hotel, the food, and everything else. You are pampered for, and you are trained as far as when you reach that manager status. As far as local, I can only speak for our local team. We have over here in Florida, we have Team Gold, and we are looking, our goal this year is to become the first directorship of the Eastern region. So we're real excited about that. Leanne Kuntz is our Team Gold Gold manager right now. And we are looking to promote her up to director. We have a monthly training. We invite everyone that can attend and partake in that. And, again, it's all free. It doesn't cost anyone a dime. And we also have a Yahoo site that we provide various tools on there for people to use and utilize. So training is definitely a part of the whole picture. I firmly believe you give as many tools as you can to your team. They decide if they can use them or not, and you go forward.
Okay. Now, does the company offer
Anything as far as marketing assistance, or is there, do they provide you with catalogs, brochures, or anything that you can, you know, hand out, or is it pretty much up to you to come up with everything?
I'm glad you asked that. Just within the last month, Gold Canyon has provided an incredible marketing tool. It is a most of our the older demonstrators will know what I'm talking about if they're listening. We would take tea lights, which are the little small candles, and we would put them in little bags with our business cards and within the community hand those out. Well, Gold Canyon has now come up with a little marketing tool that is basically a tea light in a box, and we attach our business card, and boom, you're ready to go. So as far as marketing, they have provided the tool for us, very inexpensive to purchase, and you purchase catalogs through them. They come out three times a year. Am I right on that? We have spring, we have summer, and we have the fall and holidays. So we Gold Canyon is forever changing, and that's what I love about this company. They're not sitting on products or catalogs from, you know, 3 years ago. It's relatively a new company. We've only been around for 11 years. And one other thing I wanted to mention, the reason why I'm so very proud of Gold Canyon and being a part of the Gold Canyon family is Gold Canyon gives back to the community. We have an incredible organization that is called the Prayer Child Foundation, and we have four Prayer Child candles, and when a customer purchases those, not only does 100% of those proceeds go back to the Prayer Child Foundation, but if you have someone in your community that can benefit from the needs of a child with physical needs, you can apply for that money to help that child. So Gold Canyon gives back to the community.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like it. We have 20 minutes remaining in the show. The call-in number is 646-727-3235. That's area code 646-727-3235. Be sure to call in if you want to be a part of this. Give us your comments. If you are a Gold Canyon Candles demonstrator or manager or whatever level, you can give us a call, get on there, and kind of add your 2 cents to the program. We'd love to hear from you. You can also go to the show page and click on the little button next to the phone number. It says click to call or click to call in. I'll get the wording one of these days. But you click on that button, and as long as you have a microphone on your computer set up and some way to listen to it either through speakers or a headset, we'll be able to hear you here, and you can get on the program itself. Or you can join us in the chat room, which, let's see, Eden Lynn just said, be very, very quiet, we're hunting wabbits. So there's all kinds of different ways to contact us. Anyway, we're talking with Marianne of A Fresh Scent, which is part of Gold Canyon Candles? Is it your company associated with Gold Canyon Candles? But the products are Gold Canyon Candles. So now, what options do you have for selling the products? I mean, do you do parties? Do you do some kind of shows? Is it all online? What are your options there?
Our options are unlimited, truly. They really are. We do vendor shows where we can set up a booth, and if a company is having, you know, a bunch of vendors in, I have done that. If you have an office that has a bunch of ladies or men that really enjoy candles, I can come in and do an office party. Yes, we do candle gatherings or candle parties. We do fundraisers. The fundraisers are, again, very profitable for organizations. They can get anywhere from 38 to 40% back on each candle. And we a variety of things. Valentine's, it's just right around the corner. What a better way to provide an incredible gift for your loved one is to, you know, have that candle, especially to set that mood and get yourself a bottle of wine and you're set.
All right. Sounds good. Wine. Love wine. Let's see.
We have 18 minutes, so that must mean our time is 7:40. No. All right, I'm not going to get into that. I can't read the clock. 7:42 p.m. Our online timer says we have 17 minutes left. Now, I have one more question, and if you could give us some kind of details here. I don't know if you need to refer people to you specifically or to Gold Canyon, you know, how that works, but one of the final questions I have is, what is the first step for someone who's not into it yet? How do they get involved with Gold Canyon Candles? Do they go to you? Do they go to somebody else? You know, what is the process?
The first step to get involved, they can certainly get in touch with me. You do not have to be local to be on my team. Actually, I have two people, one that is in Georgia and one that is up in New York, that are on my team. And that's another side part of this business. If I was to move tomorrow to Colorado, I still can take my business with me. So, yes, they can go to my website. I have a link there, and they can sign up. They may have someone local that they know already. And, you know, what better way to get started in the business is with a friend. So you can certainly seek that out, get onto the national website and put in a zip code and see who pops up. Those that are what we call gold demonstrators and above, their zip code will pull up when you go to do a search. So we are also providing Gold Canyon candles up in Canada. We are starting our third year up there, and it's been very, very profitable and continues to grow.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. So what is the website? How can people contact you? And how do they contact Gold Canyon to get involved, or just for more information, can they contact you directly?
They can go straight to my website, which is www.afreshscent.com. That's S-C-E-N-T. And they can find all the information that they need to right there on the website.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thank you for calling. We do not have any callers online right now. We do have a few in chat, and I don't see any questions there other than moving to Colorado. I don't think that was related to the business, but I do appreciate you coming on the program and talking with us. If anyone else wants to comment on this, of course, you can go to the website, afreshscent.com, and you can leave information there or your inquiries there about Gold Canyon. If you'd like to comment on the show, you can contact us. And if you'd like to be a guest, please contact me, and we'll get into more of that a little bit later. Thank you, Marianne, for joining us, and I appreciate you taking the questions and informing everybody on the business. I do appreciate that. And maybe we'll talk to you again sometime soon. Have a good one, and thank you for calling. And we'll be back with more Chico Dog in our remaining 14 minutes after this. Thank you.
To call in and talk on air, dial 646-727-3235 or join us in our online chat. And now, back to Chico Dog, the podcast on Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Super Show, Episode 3 of Chico Dog Live. We are back. This is Mike with you on Chico Dog Live, broadcasting live from Wesley Chapel, Florida, which is soon becoming the great Arctic North of Florida, even though we're on the west central coast of Florida. Speaking of events, did I say we're speaking of events in that? I just made that up. Thank you. Anyway, we have beginning tomorrow, February 5th through February 16th, is the Florida State Fair at the Florida State Fairgrounds. What's in store? How about the Elvis Extravaganza Impersonator National Finals? Elvis Impersonators National, folks. This is big time. This is it. If you're an Elvis impersonator, you should be there and doing your stuff. Or you can try some chocolate-covered bacon. I believe that is new this year. go check it out. The Florida State Fair running February 5th. That's tomorrow. I believe the gates are, I don't know what time the gates open, but the festivities and everything opens at 9 a.m. and it runs all day through the 16th of February. And I believe tomorrow at 11 a.m. they are going to have the grand opening celebration down there at the Florida State Fairgrounds in Tampa. That's off of Interstate 4. So if you're interested in that, huge, huge event every year, and this one's going to be great. So do stick around for that. We just hosted the Super Bowl, and now it's time for the Florida State Fair. Unbelievable. And in the mix of all of that, we even have Gasparilla. Again, Gasparilla started last week, and it's a continuation thing through February 14th. This coming Saturday, February 7th, is the Pirate Festival and Parade. The events begin at 10 a.m. with the pirate invasion at 11:30 a.m. What are they invading? The city of Tampa. The mayor of Tampa, Pam Iorio, will be handing over the keys to the city. She hasn't done that already yet, has she? Okay. She'll be handing over the keys to the city, and the pirates will enter Hillsborough Bay with booming canyons and flags flying. Then it's the Parade of Pirates at 2 p.m. and Pirate Street Festival all day long. That's Saturday, February 7th. There's going to be concerts and entertainment, which continue through 11 p.m. on several stages throughout the area, downtown, between downtown, Channel Side, where the Channel Side through... I believe it's north of Hyde Park area and on into Ybor City. 646-727-3235 is the call-in number, 646-727-3235. If you can't call tonight, at least leave us a comment or something. Let us know you were listening to the show. Eden Lynn, after I said chocolate-covered bacon, she says artery clogging. I don't know. I haven't tried that. It sounds interesting, but it's something new. And she says, I'll stick with chocolate-covered strawberries. That sounds good as well. Coming up, other than Gasparilla, let's see, we have February 14th is the Illuminated Night Parade. They spell night, K-N-I-G-H-T, beginning at 7 p.m. However, the family can enjoy Family Fiesta beginning at 9 a.m. Man, there's a lot of activities. This town, I'm telling you, is just buzzing with everything happening. And what else do I have here? Anything? Okay. I'll be right back. I got music from John Williams. This is called Off the Road on Chico Dog. And this is Mike with Gift. 7:59. We'll be right back.
That's John Williams' music, title track, Off the Road. Very good piece. You can find that, DJ Carey, and a whole lot of other good music from various artists, various genres. Go to magnatune.com. That's magnatune.com. Check that out. There's all kinds of good stuff out there, and you will definitely enjoy it. Okay, we are going to close the show for this evening. I don't have anybody on hold. Got a couple of individuals in chat. According to Eden Lynn, who apparently is in the London area, thank you for chatting with us. They had snow Sunday night. It is still on the ground, and it's supposed to rain tonight and may get either freezing rain or sleet, depending on the temperatures outside. Took lots of pictures, and that'll be cool. It'll be neat to see, because I don't think they get snow that often, do they? But it's kind of like the Tampa area. Of course, we haven't seen any, but still. All right, let's go ahead and I don't see anybody else. One more check. No. Okay, nobody's on hold. Anyway, if you'd like to call for this show, we're going to try and make this a weekly program, so it'll be more regular than sporadic or impromptu like I did last week, I believe it was. But this is only our third show. We're still getting everything situated. So far, I think it sounded pretty good, and we need to do a little more marketing. Please help us spread the word that Chico Dog is live on the Internet on Blog Talk Radio, and definitely call in, participate, send me your ideas of what you want to hear, or you know what kind of topics and all that. But I'll get into that in a little bit. Anyway, what else? I'd like to say thank you to Alvin Washington Jr. of Series Sweet Productions in Missouri for the intro and break pieces. Thank you, Mr. Washington. Also, a special thanks to Marianne of Fresh Scent with Gold Canyon Candles for being our guest this evening. Thank you for calling and taking questions. And if you would like to be a guest on the program, please contact me on the website. We are now on MySpace. The address is www.myspace.com/ChicoDog1. That's DAWG and then the number 1. That's on MySpace. Or you can visit the regular blog and contact me there, www.ChicoDog.com. That's ChicoDog.com. Or you can also reach us right here on our page, Blog Talk Radio, at blogtalkradio.com/ChicoDog. As if we didn't have any callers, but thank you for listening. If you have comments, show ideas, or just want to let us know that you're listening, please do so. We welcome your feedback. We are currently planning to schedule the program on a regular basis each week, maybe one day a week, maybe 2 days a week, never know. To be a part of the show, we'd sure appreciate it. Also, tell your friends and family to join us as well. We'll see you next time on Chico Dog Live. From Wesley Chapel, Florida, on behalf of everyone behind the scenes, I'm Mike, and thank you for listening.
Call in and talk on air. Dial area code 646-727-3235 or join us in our online chat. And now, back to Chico Dog the podcast. on Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. I still have a minute left. Is anyone out there? Is anyone listening? Oh. Oh, I see. All right. I think we're done. Oh, wait. The thing just said I have 90 seconds left. How about Whistling with Mike on Chico Dog the Podcast? Okay. We're still here. Let's see. What can we do now? This is more DJ Carey, Slapjack. We're going to be out in 60 seconds. This is it. 7:59. Hope you have a great day. Team, I touched down it. What happened? Been a great. Man, this is. Team, I. Thank you.